The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. I'm pretty excited today because this is part one of a three-part series about spirit animals, animal totems, and spiritual meaning of animals. I love this idea because it gives us another way to receive messages from spirit, whether we're talking about our loved ones on the other side, angels, or even our creator. Before we get started, I want to tell you that I'm recording in a different closet. I popped over to one of my kids' rooms, and this is the closet that always has the open portals. And I'm not sure at this point if it's because of the layout of the house or if it's because my children are gifted like I am. I'm not really sure, but this is kind of a hot spot for busyness. And I just wanted to see what it would feel like to record in here today. There aren't any portals open. I close them regularly and kind of have to keep my boundaries up in this room, especially so my boys can sleep. That's very important. But anyway, I thought, especially those of you who love this podcast, you'll think that's really interesting because you probably have places in your house where there are portals as well. If you love learning about portals, there is another episode, if you go back a few episodes, just about portals and how to recognize them and how to close them. All right. I feel my angels getting cozy next to me on the right and left. And I've got St. Francis of Assisi coming in to assist, our patron saint of animals. That's lovely. Got some archangels here. And around me, in my spirit eyes, in my mind's eye, it's like a 1950s Disney movie, like Snow White or Cinderella, with all of these animals coming near and landing on the angels and St. Francis. It's really lovely. I have a short list of creatures in my lap here. And as I pull them up, I'm going to have the angels channel through me what they mean. All right, here we go. The first one is the butterfly. I bet you see butterflies everywhere, especially those little white and yellow ones that like to fly around cone flowers. Is that in angels? Cone flowers? And those butterflies can be a sign that angels are near. Grandmas love to send butterflies, as do friends and family on the other side who experienced some sort of difficulty in this life and maybe were worried, gosh, are they still disabled? Do they still have dementia? Are they still so mad at me? And usually, if not all the time, on the other side, when we cross over, we heal so much. So if someone experienced a physical disability, that stays with their body. And one of the reminders for us from spirit, I'm okay, I don't have that disability anymore, is the butterfly. Because we think about the different stages of the butterfly as the larva, then the cocoon, and then with the wings. And that transformation is a sign from spirit that we still grow and we still evolve and transform on the other side. I also hear the angels saying that butterflies can be about letting go. When you see butterflies, it could be a response to a friendship or a situation that you've been really hanging on to because you're not sure what to do. When you see those butterflies, it's your angel saying, be strong, you can let go. They're also saying that butterflies bring us joy, so they mean joy. We have that little saying, I have butterflies in my tummy. They're there for excitement and for joy and for wonder. The next spirit animal is the cat. Ooh, we love to talk about kitties, don't we? When we look at the history of maybe witches, we always have a cat on the broom, right? Because they're so spiritual. I have cats at my house, and I was raised with dogs and love dogs. But as an adult, I have cats, and they love to be around me when I'm channeling because they can see everything. And they're little protectors as well, and they're telepathic, so they can know what we're thinking and feeling quite easily. And they also are dimensional travelers. When cats sleep, which is a lot, they're often out of their little bodies and somewhere else. They travel to different places, kind of evolving in their sleep as evolved wise beings, and can communicate with other dimensions and then come back. And this is often their place of rest and where they receive and give unconditional love, like all of our animals do. The angels say that cats are also a symbol of adventure. It's, if you see a cat, your angels are saying, it's time for you to go have an adventure, go on a trip, start a new book, go watch that movie. Cats, of course, are symbolic of mysticism. I hear you, angels. Psychic ability, yes, yes, yes. And rest and restoration. Dogs, if we're going to talk about cats, let's talk about dogs. Hello, dog people. How are you? Dogs are symbolic of loyalty, protection, comfort, and warmth. They are one of our primary examples of unconditional love. They love us all the time, easy love. They are hard workers. They love to play. And when we see them, all of those messages could ring true to us. What's key here is that when you see an animal, you sit with this idea for a while. What does that mean? So if the angels are saying dogs mean loyalty and protection and comfort and warmth and playing and also hard work, well, then what does it mean to you when you see a dog walking by you? What were you thinking just a few minutes before? And how is spirit answering that with the dog that pops up on TV or walks by you in the park? This is another way to have a conversation with spirit, right? So when you notice something beautiful like that butterfly or the kitty or the dog, go back a few steps, go back in your thoughts. What have you been working on? What have you been worried about? What did you ask spirit to tell you? And this is one of your answers. Let's jump to frogs. Frogs are a general message from spirit to keep your chin up. When we notice something on the ground, it's because we're looking down at our feet. And sometimes that's a great idea. Angels always want us to be safe. But when we see a frog, we get that little kind of jumpy feeling in us because we think, did we just see that? Oh my goodness, there's a frog right there. And frogs are very, very magical. They symbolize abundance. They tell us to literally take the leap. You're ready, go. Frogs that have a beautiful green color are also signs of healing, that we are ready for healing or that healing needs to happen. So if you are pondering maybe a breakup and that is still, you know, in your heart and it's time to grieve that and heal that, if you see a frog on somebody's bumper sticker or in a movie on a tattoo right in front of you jumping over your foot or in your living room. We used to have a house where there would be frogs in the living room. It'd scare the daylights out of me, but they're so sweet. When you see that, that's your angel saying, it's time for healing. You can heal now. We are with you. Frogs are also about spiritual cleansing. I had a client once who would always have this green crystal frog in her pocket whenever she saged her house. The green, I think it's adventuring, is kind of in alignment with the frog, the green and the green. And there is something just beautiful about that spiritual cleansing idea. And she had it in her pocket and she'd just touch her hand to it when she'd need a little bit of strength or grounding. I thought that was interesting. Okay, black crows. I have a great crow story. Crows are symbolic of magic. They help us remember our spiritual memory. Spiritual memory is often past life stuff or things that we have put into our shadow side. Not our dark side, but the side of us that we don't really think about stuff. It's kind of the subconscious things that we don't really bring up to the surface because maybe it's trauma related or it is vulnerable or we feel shame or embarrassment. When we see crows, that's often the angels saying, it's time to look at that stuff, pull that up, sit with us. And when you see a crow in the yard, almost imagine them as able to pick up whatever you're laying out for them, pick it up and take it away, as if they're going to build a nest with it. So when you're feeling burdened or you're angry or you're sad, imagine that energy coming out of your body, resting on the grass, and then that crow takes it away for you. Crows can transmute energy. So if you are releasing something out in nature and you see a crow, they're the magic that's come in to take that energy of funk and turn it into light. They are alchemists. Crows have been around in art and literature for so long because they show up often with wizards and witches and magicians, because they are conduits of magic and spirituality, very much like the cat is. Here's my story about crows. Before coronavirus hit, we lived in a different house and I was in the upstairs bathroom and I heard this really loud, weird kind of shaking sound. It almost sounded like when the dryer is off balance, that kind of bangy rhythmic sound. And it got really dark in the bathroom. I'm a psychic, so when that stuff happens, I'm like, okay, what is this? Who is this now? What is this business? So I looked around, everything seemed okay. I didn't feel anything weird. I looked out the little window and all of the sunlight was covered by crows flying above the house. They were packed tight, they were flying all together, and I could hear their wings almost in rhythm. I'd never seen anything like that. They landed in the woods behind the house in almost a perfect circle, about, I'd say, 14 feet in diameter. They stayed there for a second, then they got up, moved over about 4 feet and made another circle, and then moved over about another 4 or 5 feet and made another circle. And they kept doing that for about 2 minutes or so, if I remember correctly. I watched them make these big circles, and they were just intuitively following each other and making these shapes on the forest floor and on the grass in my backyard. So that was weird, right? I thought it was weird, and I really felt like I was watching something pretty magical, and I was so grateful to be there in that moment. So I just watched them. I opened my heart and said, whatever I'm to receive from this, thank you. Help me be open to the message. And when they flew off, I asked my angels, wow, what was that about? And you know what? It was about the coronavirus. They were saying that something big was going to swoop in and land, and then it was going to move from place to place, both traveling through people and evolving. And now we have these other strains of COVID coming. So that's how they warned me that something was happening. And so what I did was I started to, without fear, make plans for me and my family. This was right before the news came out that it was coronavirus. So at that point, I didn't know really what it was going to be, I don't think. So I just started to kind of think about, what do I have in my kitchen if things got to the point where I had to stay home, or what kind of medical supplies do we have? And I just let myself go down that road so I could kind of take inventory. And then when the news broke, my heart had already done that. I was okay, just did what I had to do. But that's interesting, isn't it? How crows showed up and they gave a message there. Now, my part in that was to sit without my ego, without fear, and just say to the angels, what was that? And if you're working on your intuition and you don't get messages in that same way, well, keep working on it, because you can. You can also pull a journal out. You can draw what you feel. You can automatic write. There's many ways to fill in the details of these messages, but sometimes it takes time, and that's okay. There are also lots of beautiful decks of animal totem, animal spirit cards, animal oracle cards, I suppose we could call them. I don't use a deck myself, but I'd like to. I think that would be a cool element to add. But I'm just thinking that that could be a resource for you, where you could even say to your angels, what do I need to know about this situation? And you pull three cards, and because of the animals that are on there in the description, it gives you some guidance. So I think that's interesting, something to think about. The next animal we're going to talk about today is the deer. The deer is a symbol of mobility, grace. Again, take the leap, a leap of faith. The deer is a symbol of great faith in Creator, ease of motion, gentleness. The angels say the deer is also a sign of our inner child and our innocence. And when we see a deer, especially a mama deer with a baby deer, could we take a moment and just love that little part of us that is our inner child and see what that inner child layer needs? Do we need rest or play or something good to eat? And just to remember that our inner child is always active and still growing and learning and helping us and needs nurturing just like any child would. The deer also is a sign of intuition. The deer will listen and be able to hear things from very far away and get the feeling that they need to go or get the feeling that they need to hide. And so they're very, very intuitive, aren't they? The dragonfly. Oh, we know dragonflies are magic, don't we? Yes, we do. Dragonflies are amazing to me because they symbolize dimensional travel. If you have done any work kind of moving through dimensions, maybe in your meditation or your sleep, you know that the other dimensions are layered on top of us or they're right by us, however you want to imagine it. And we actually go into a different dimension every time we pray, every time we meditate. And sometimes we can go to specific dimensions and say, where did this idea originate? Was it somewhere else taking me there, angels? That's a little broad, but you can ask your angels to take you to other dimensions so you can discover something about yourself or about this world or an experience you're having. And the dragonfly is a symbol that perhaps you have been doing that in your sleep, or that it's time to do some research. Maybe it's not in other dimensions for you, but time for you to do a little emotional or mental travel by reading a book or listening to a podcast or a song or something. The dragonfly is also a symbol to look deeper, to find your personal truth, where dragonflies are also, you know, always kind of going to other dimensions and helping us find answers magically and spiritually. It's also a message that we need to look within. And when you see a dragonfly, there's that pause. Oh my gosh, there's a dragonfly right outside my windshield. Let that moment be the moment that tells you, I'm going to go within. The angels are saying right now that the best thing we can do for ourselves is realize how wise we are. And yes, there's answers from the Akashic records, from other dimensions, from books, podcasts, other people. Yes, always. But we are connected to the greatest source of information, God, right inside of us all the time. The dragonfly tells us that we have access to that wisdom and to go inward. Dragonflies are a definite connection to spirit. So you might have some family on the other side who will show you dragonflies as one of their signs and symbols, even when there's no water around. Usually dragonflies are around water, but those of you who see dragonflies from their family or from your angels, you know they can show up anywhere. Let's remind each other right now that these animal signs aren't just in nature. They're in movies. They're on tattoos, cartoons, bumper stickers, people's design on their sweaters. When you're shopping, you might find a scarf with a dragonfly on it. That counts. Your loved ones or your angels are saying, hey, look at that. There's a dragonfly. And then you get to say, that's beautiful. What does that mean to me today? So we're talking about these animals and how they have different meanings. But it doesn't mean that they mean that all the time, every time. It means here's a possible meaning of the dragonfly. And when you see one, what does it mean to you in this moment? Let's move on to the eagle. When you see an eagle, it is a sign from spirit that it's time to focus. It's a time to look at the big picture. Are you too narrowed in on your perspective or your opinion? Could you fly outward a little bit and look at it from a broader perspective, from a higher, holier, sacred perspective without judgment? Eagles are a sign of clear vision. So if you are discerning with your angels, what do I do about this situation? Should I do this, angels? And then you lay it out on the line. When you see an eagle, that's either going to mean, all right, back up and look more. Or it's going to be a validation. Yes, you're on the right path. That's clear vision. Good job. How will you know the difference? Pay attention to your gut. How do you feel? Which one feels right to you? The angels are also saying that the eagle is symbolic of freedom. So we always have freedom, even though we can't control what other people do. We have freedom in our response. We have freedom in every situation because our minds are ours. Our heart belongs to us. And if you're in a situation where you feel tied down to it, maybe it's a job that's not very good and you need something new, but it's where you are right now, or you are in a friendship or a relationship with someone who's abusive to you and you can't see a way out of it at this point. Well, let me tell you, there will be a way out because you deserve it. But right now in this moment, remember that you have freedom of your own heart, freedom of your own thoughts. And the eagle is a sign from your angels that, darling, you are free. Let's do one more. Let's end today with the grasshopper. Oh, I love it. The angels say the grasshopper, nice and green, is the symbol for abundance. Oh, they corrected me. The grasshopper is a symbol of abundance, not just when they're green, but all grasshoppers. If you are saving for a vacation or you're wondering about an investment or you've got one of those human moments where you think, ooh, I don't think I have enough to get to the end of the month, watch for those grasshoppers because that's your angels reminding you, darling, you're a child of God. Everything you need is right there for you. Say what you need and claim it. Have faith that it will be there when you need it. And the outward sign is the grasshopper. The grasshopper is always also a note from your angels that whatever you're working on, keep going, keep jumping forward, take the leap. Have you heard them say take the leap a few times today? I have. Maybe that's for you. Maybe you needed to hear that. Grasshoppers are a sign of hard work. Grasshoppers are another sign of joy. And don't be afraid if a grasshopper lands on you. They kind of have a heavy, thunky feel when they land on your leg or something, but they want to be noticed. Hi, here I am. I'm a symbol. I'm from your angels. Hi, here I am. Well, I hope you loved this episode. We have two more coming up soon where we'll talk more about spirit animals and hear from the angels what they mean. I hope you learned something today. And angels, thank you for the wisdom. And I would love to get in touch with all of you. You can go to my website, rachelcorpus.com, or find me on Instagram or Facebook. You can also download the free app by searching mindbodyspirit.fm on any Android or Apple device. And you can download these episodes and also other shows on this network and listen to them with joy in your heart as you fall asleep or do the dishes or drive to work. And I'm so grateful that you followed this podcast and I'm thankful that you share it with others. You're really helping me build something beautiful with the angels. I am grateful. If you haven't heard this today, let me tell you, you are loved. I love you. We'll see you next time. You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Since 1977, Omega Institute in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley has hosted some of the best spiritual teachers and social visionaries, sharing their messages of hope, healing, and transformation. On the Dropping In podcast, hosted by Emmy Award-winning producer Callie Alpert, you will enjoy in-depth interviews and conversations with people like Pema Chodron, Jack Kornfield, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and many others on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Also, check out the video series on Spotify.